Welcome to Impact and Freedom with your host, Jason Feltman.
My name is Jason Feltman, and I'm here with telling you seven mistakes should avoid to maximize their sales. So let's get started and dive into number one. Stop hiring for experience, okay? Like, I understand, like, I did the same thing when I first started, and I hired for experience, and we made a lot of really terrible hires at the beginning. Why? Because usually those people come with really bad habits, right? So it's a lot easier to train people on how you want to do it or how you think rather than somebody else. So hire for coachability. You want somebody with an eager desire, somebody that has the same values and vision as you do, and wants to be able to execute in the way that you want them to. Okay, so coachability is number one. Number two, not following up enough. How much do we see this? It's unreal. So if you can automate that by any chance, like in your CRM or any way that it comes up for them in their phone calls or whatever, that is the best way to do it. Like, just take it off their plate. They don't even need to know how many times they're following up. But I'll tell you one thing. If you follow up more, you're going to make more sales. All right, number three, not asking for the sale. I mean, this happens all the time. Why does it happen? Because we get like worried, or like we throw something out there and we're hoping that they're like, yeah, I want to buy that. But that's usually not the case. They want to think about it. It's a, you know, they're following up with a bunch of different people. They need a little bit of a push. Just flat out ask them and ask them, say, hey, I'm going to follow up with you a lot. I'm really passionate about what I do. So if you don't want me to, let me know that, hey, I don't want this amazing coverage. I don't want this. I don't want that. Like, let them tell you that, or follow up on them and follow up a lot. Okay. Not asking for the sale. Number four, not connecting what they want to what you have. It's all about what they want, not about your policy or this feature or this benefit. It could be. But find out a little bit more about them so that you're connecting what they actually want, like what they're like they had a situation. They probably fill out a lead form online. They're talking to different people. They have, but there's a reason for that. But the reason for that is what you need to find, and then connect your thing to that, your product to that, your policy to that. Maybe some extra policies, maybe somebody, you know, that you know in your center of influence that could help them as well with whatever else they're doing. If they're buying a house, you know what I mean? Like, that is so important to find out what they want, because that's all that matters. Okay. Number five, only talking about, like, actually connect. A lot of times that we get into kind of robot mode because there's so many different pieces of information to ask for, that it's like we take the human element out of it. And if that's the case, we might as well just have AI do it, right? So your competitive advantage is being human. So dude, talk about life, more stuff about them, their family, what they like. Again, it's about them, not about you. Okay, number six, not having KPIs. Everybody needs KPIs. Everybody needs some number of different activities that they're doing to get the goal. Because at the end of the day, all business is math. Of course, we want to connect. We talked about connecting. That is the heart that we're connecting with. But we need the math as well. Because we know if we reach out to so many different clients or prospects a day, we know that a certain number will convert. So even on the sales service team as well, just make sure everybody has KPIs, and this gives them a clear vision of exactly what to do that day. They know exactly what to do and what's expected, and you know that, hey, if they do this, we're going to get this number, right? KPIs are everything for every position. And then number seven is not holding your team accountable. It's so easy to have KPIs and not check them, right? I mean, the hardest thing to do is like have those conversations sometimes, especially when people aren't following those KPIs. But dude, it's just a conversation. It's just, hey, let's get this back, you know, back on track. It's coaching. You got to be coachable. You have to coach. It's the way an organization wins. So that's seven mistakes that they should avoid to maximize sales. You do this and you'll dominate.